A native of Caracas, Venezuela, Ramon Dominguez began his path to stardom as a jockey by riding at the La Rinconada racetrack in his home country at the age of 18. Once he arrived in the United States 2 years later, Dominguez won his first North American race in March of 1996 at Hialeah Park. By the mid-2000s, Dominguez had established himself as a rising star on the Mid-Atlantic circuit. He was the leading rider at Delaware Park from 2004 through 2007, and also won multiple riding titles at both Pimlico Racecourse and Laurel Park in Maryland. Once he made the decision to establish his base in New York, Dominguez became known as one of the finest riders in the game by winning a total of 20 individual riding titles on the NYRA circuit and winning three consecutive Eclipse Awards in 2010, 11, and 12. Talented, intelligent, determined, and poised, Dominguez was also known as classy, humble, and engaging. A winner of 23% of his career races, Dominguez was the overall leading rider in New York each year from 2009 through 2012. He won a total of 160 graded races in his career, including 44 Grade 1 events. 25 of those Grade 1 wins took place during his Eclipse-winning years. Dominguez won three Breeders' Cup races in his career, the 2004 Turf, Better Talk Now, the 2011 Juvenile with Hanson, and the 2012 Turf with Little Mike. Dominguez was the regular rider of 2011 Horse of the Year Havre de Grace, winning such races as the Apple Blossom, Woodward, and Beldame. Dominguez's other mounts included champions Geoponte and Hanson, as well as Alpha, Stay Thirsty, Fabulous Strike, Eight Bells, Better Talk Now, Haynesfield, and Bluegrass Cat. In 2012, Dominguez led all North American jockeys in earnings with a record of $25,639,432, breaking the previous mark set by Hall of Fame member Jerry Bailey in 2003. Dominguez led all jockeys in earnings in each of his three Eclipse Award years. He also topped the national leaderboard in wins in 2001 and 2003, and was second in that category seven times. Along with his earnings in 2012, Dominguez set a record at Saratoga Racecourse that summer with 68 wins and tied the track's record of six wins on a single card, previously only achieved by Hall of Famer John Velasquez. The prior year, Dominguez became the first rider since Hall of Famer George Velasquez in 1981 to win six races on a single card at Belmont Park. A winner of 4,985 career races with earnings of more than $191 million, Dominguez retired in 2013. At the time, he ranked 17th all-time in earnings and 32nd in wins.
Now, with a formal introduction, is jockey agent Steve Rushing.
Good afternoon. It is such a pleasure and an honor to be here today for this special occasion. Ramon truly exemplifies what a Hall of Famer is. He's also an amazing husband, a devoted father, and a great friend. He's someone that we should all try to be more like each and every day, and this world would be a much better place. He's someone that I am proud to call my friend. Things like notoriety, fame, and awards are not accomplishments that Ramon has ever thought he deserved, but through humble hard work and integrity, he has now been given his due. When you look up the word, the definition of a true Hall of Famer, you will see Ramon Dominguez. So ladies and gentlemen, at this time, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the newest member of the Racing Hall of Fame, our friend, Ramon Dominguez.
What an honor to be here. First and foremost, I would like to thank God for blessing me with the opportunity to follow my dream and become a professional jockey. The horse racing industry has given me so much joy that one can only really dream about that, as well as friends that I will call now family, and I will never, they will never forget that. The last couple of weeks, I have been often being asked if I have my speech prepared, and every time my response was the same: nope, I'm such a procrastinator. And although that's true, the reason I had not prepared my speech is because every time that I decided to do it, I will reflect back in my career and I will start to cry. And these are tears of joy, nothing bad. When I think of all the people who have been instrumental to my achievements, there are so many to thank. I will start with my family. I come from the best parents in the world. They have given me amazing love and a great, great upbringing. My mom, who is sitting here, I love you, Mom. Man, did I hit the lottery there with my parents. My brother and sisters, as well as friends and family who love me so much. My wife, Sharon, who is not only an amazing woman, a great, great person. She's my greatest supporter, and she's the one who took care of our home and everything else, including raising our two boys while I was riding. Every trainer and owner who gave me the opportunity to ride their horse, thank you. The race horses, these beautiful animals, as Steve said, we would not be here. We would not be here if it wasn't for them. My valets, Francisco Medero, David Bijak, Richie, Jay Glass, and John Milano, who's here. It has been an amazing, amazing experience. And I was actually thinking about my journey throughout my profession and talking about journey. I could write a book about my journeys on both limousines as well as planes when going out of town to ride. But 2 weeks ago, we had an event to benefit the PDJF. It was a jockey karaoke, and I saw a great friend that I had not seen in at least 10 years, Mark Johnston. Mark was the leading jockey when I first came to Maryland years ago. And after the event, I was driving home laughing, remembering a time that Mark and I had to go from Laurel Park to the Meadowlands on a tiny, tiny one-propeller plane. And those who know me know that I'm terrified about flying. So this plane was so small that it was Mark and his wife in the back, then it was the pilot, and I was the co-pilot. After we get all situated with headsets and all, we are going to take off and we started to move forward, and no one noticed that there was a big, long orange cone in front of the propeller, and the propeller hit it. And it went 100 feet into the air. Everybody's laughing, and I'm thinking, this propeller is weak now. So it was too late for me to get off the plane, so we took off. And they continued to laugh because how tense I look. And I got to a point where I said, you know what, Ramon, don't be so silly, just relax. And I went to put my arm in the armrest, and the door was open. The pilot overreaches and closes the door. Thankfully, it was a short flight. So after we got off the plane, Mark, who was still laughing, said to me, "Man, wasn't Larry Gray flying that thing?" And I said to him, "Do you know him? Do you know?" And he said, "Yeah, man, you know him too. He gallops horses in the morning." I'm like, "Oh, man." That's a true story. Back on a serious note, I would like to say a few words in Spanish to the people in Venezuela, my native land, who helped me in my beginnings. Saludo a la afición hípica en Venezuela que han seguido mi carrera y han disfrutado mis triunfos. Un saludo especial a mi profesor de equitación, Francisco Pico Martínez, por su educación inicialmente cuando comencé a montar caballo, que fue grande, a mi amigo Luis Fonte, el entrenador, al ex jinete Felisabino Pérez, a Luis Moreno, mi agente, que en paz descanse, mejor conocido como el Topollillo, quien invirtió en mí cuando comencé, a toda mi familia, amigos y fanáticos que me apoyaron en todo momento, y a Dios, por supuesto, que siempre ha estado conmigo. Este reconocimiento es un triunfo no solo para mí, sino para el hipismo de Venezuela también. In closing, I want to dedicate this award to my good friend and agent, Steve Rochin, who is an amazing person. Not only, first I could talk about Steve Rochin and how amazing he is for hours, but not only is he a master at what he does, but more importantly, he's an outstanding human being. Thank you, Steve.